Some other non-governmental analysts believe this estimate may be too high. The London-based group Iraq Body Count puts the total of civilians killed by foreign troops at between 34,711 and 38,861 as of May 1, 2006. However, it counts only deaths directly reported by the media or mentioned by official groups. The Lancet's estimate was based not only on an elaborate survey of households, but on a comparison of mortality rates in the first nearly 18 months after the invasion with the almost 15-month period preceding it. As the authors note, the major causes of death before the invasion were myocardial infarction, cerebrovascular accidents, and other chronic disorders, whereas after the invasion, violence was the primary cause of death. They excluded the city of Fallujah from their investigation because it was too dangerous to do research there. We estimate that 98,000 more deaths than expected happened after the invasion outside Fallujah, and far more if the outlier Fallujah cluster is included. During the shock and awe barrage of cruise missiles and other airborne weaponry that opened the war, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld and his aides planned to try to kill high-value targets, HVTs, including Saddam Hussein and General Itzhak Ibrahim, Iraq's number two official. According to the plans, Rumsfeld personally had to sign off on any airstrike, thought likely to result in the deaths of more than 30 civilians. The Air War Commander, Lieutenant General T. Michael Mosley, proposed 50 such raids, and Rumsfeld signed the orders for each and every one. As it turned out, none succeeded. The March 19, 2003 attempt to kill Saddam Hussein and his sons at the Dora Farms compound south of Baghdad was a major fiasco. American intelligence reported Saddam there in an underground bunker that would require particularly large bombs. He was not there, however, nor was any bunker, but the Air Force killed a lot of Iraqi civilians. Similarly, an April 7th raid in the Mansur district of Baghdad killed only innocent bystanders. The deaths accomplished nothing except to show off America's lethal high-tech weaponry. Mark Galasko, a former Defense Intelligence Agency official who headed the high-value targeting cell within the Pentagon, described the entire campaign as an abject failure and added, "We failed to kill the HVTs and instead killed civilians and engendered hatred and discontent in some of the population." Jeffrey Sachs, director of the Earth Institute at Columbia University, commented on these and later destructive attacks. American behavior and self-perceptions reveal the ease with which a civilized country can engage in large-scale killing of civilians without public discussion. The American fantasy of a final battle in Fallujah or elsewhere, or the capture of some terrorist mastermind, perpetuates a cycle of bloodletting that puts the world in peril. Worse still, American public opinion, media, and the 2004 election victory of the Bush administration have left the world's most powerful military without practical restraint.